Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
It's time for a show once again, and we are in the midst of official pumpkin spice season.
Oh, no.
And also spooky season. We're in spooky season.
What? We got to talk about this, because this is the first time I'm hearing about this. It's all over everywhere, the internet.
What do you mean? Spooky season?
Spooky season. It's like
a thing. It's like as soon as October comes around, it's all Halloweeny.
It's you said weenie. It's the first time. It's the first year where I'm hearing people talk about the spooky season.
Well, I think it's a new thing, but I'm deep in with spooky season because of Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty hardcore. It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be discussing spooky season.
Very good. Very good.
And, all things pumpkin spice and basic bitch stuff, I guess.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know. What do you got this
week? Get your potpourri. I don't know. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. What do I got? I don't know what I got. I'm sure we'll be talking about some food.
Most definitely.
I think that's a common thing that happens on the show.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just start the show.
Let's just start the show. Very good. I like that. Yep.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello,
motherfucker. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is fun.
Well, you want a woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Pussycats.
La, 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 la.
Don't leave bits of bun on your plate. Eat it all.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha.
Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are broadcasting live from Boston in a Boston suburb. Today is October 11th, 2020, and this is episode 372, I do believe. Yeah. Over a quarter million listens.
373. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 372. Yeah. And 372. You're right.
And we got lots of listens on the Blog Talk Radio, I guess.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And most professional and professional radio show on the internet today. And my name is Derek.
That's not going to work.
It's all out of whack.
It's like a crapshoot. Every time you press one of those buttons, you don't know what you're going
to
get.
I just thought I'd try it just to see.
You got a whole Forrest Gump situation going on. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Don't even know. Maybe that'll be something we'll do on the show. And that voice over there on the Skype is Kay.
Hello.
Kay Patterson.
You can keep up with the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can visit our website, tkpodcast.com, for more information about us and for guests that we've had. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We are also on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday evening. And if you want to scroll down on Blog Talk Radio, you can join us in the chat room and speak to us with your fingers. If you want to talk to us with your mouth, with your voice, give us a call at 661-467-2416 and press 1 to talk to your hosts, Derek and Kay, or else you can just listen.
Yeah.
I'm just listening.
Let's press and see what happens. Nope.
That was awesome. Going down the pipe.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know.
That's all the plugs that
nice.
I've got for
Yeah,
now.
That's us.
Wow.
How about it?
So that your whole soundboard is messed up.
Yeah, it really flusters me, you know.
Sorry
we've,
about that.
We've had this thing going pretty strong for, I don't know what, I think 6 years, this new soundboard.
I bet it's cha-cha-cha. I bet you, like, it's like one off.
I don't.
You know, you think?
Well, I don't. So I got the ding, and I feel like I got. Oh, no. No, I don't even know what's going on. I thought
the
top
next
row.
To the ding, like, not working?
The one next to the ding is not working, yeah.
Okay.
And,
is it all good before the ding, or is the ding number one?
The ding is number three. So we got, let's see, we got this. That's good.
Radio show on the internet today, number two is good.
Derek and Kay show. Two's good. You got mail. And you got mail. And then there's the ding.
Number four is where it starts to go wrong.
Oh, number four is good.
Oh, number four is good.
Number
right,
five.
Number five.
Tweet. Oh, number six.
Number six. All right.
No, it's all messed up. Yeah.
Is it completely out of order or just one off?
The first six are fine, and then the one after. So I don't even know. I don't even
how
know.
How do you fix that? Is it like a software thing, or is it like a manual thing?
I'm gonna have to look. It might be a manual thing. It might be that you just shift over some space, and it's gonna all fix. But I can't. I couldn't figure that out 15 minutes before the show. So
that's rough.
Yeah, we're just talking here.
That's sorry to hear that. Yeah, I've had some problems like with stuff on live streams before.
Yeah,
you know?
Technology, man, right?
I've started live streaming because, you know, the pandemic, what else are you going to do? And you get all kinds of, sometimes you get some problems, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on, your mic's muted or whatever.
And
you
it's
start
a,
talking.
And it's a one-person show. We don't have a, you know.
We don't have a producer.
We don't have a producer. We don't have technical help, engineers or anything like that. We're just doing it on our own.
Oh, yeah.
So there
you
have it. You
know, you get all kinds of, like, issues and you're not sure what's going on. I had a whole issue with this microphone being, like broadcasting at, like, encoding at the wrong hertz, like, for, like, inside of my computer, but, like, not inside the software or something.
That's weird.
So that it was, like, crackling and weird.
That sounds weird.
And I was like, why? And it took me, like, 20 minutes to figure it out, and I was, like, angry. I was like why shouldn't this just work right out of the box, you know? So
it's so frustrating when stuff doesn't work. Yeah,
but so here we are. I just want to make everyone aware of the adventure today that I had. Well, we say it's spooky season, right?
A spooky season. Everybody's saying this. It's the
really?
First year
Who
I've ever heard this
it?
I've heard another podcast play all the clips of people saying this, like, on, like, you know, news broadcast and all over the place, all over the world. It's spooky season or our whatever, our crazy country. And to me, that's the first time I've heard it. I don't remember hearing this last year. I don't remember hearing
Maybe
it the year before.
I drank the Kool-Aid so hard that I, like, don't remember, like, being assimilated into the it's spooky season.
Yeah,
like,
I think.
Culture.
Right. I think you mentioned it on last week's show and I didn't think much of it, and then all of a sudden all week I heard tons of people talking about spooky season.
Well,
and I'm like,
spooky
what?
Season.
I guess it is. That's a real thing. I
keep hitting the mic, sorry.
New but to, like, me. Yeah, don't punch the mic. Slug the mic.
But yeah. Like, I because of the Animal Crossing update, mm-hmm. where we got new costumes and skin colors and eye colors.
Wow.
And like pumpkin things. You can grow pumpkins in your island now.
Mm-hmm.
You can make pumpkin spooky DIYs. So there's like spooky tower, spooky table, spooky chair. It's all things that are like pumpkin, like crafts that you can make with your like pumpkins that you grow in your island. And you
right.
buy candy every day for anticipating for the Halloween event. Everyone's saying it's spooky season. So I'm just like, okay, it's spooky season. Cool. It's like Halloween all month.
So are they calling it that in place of Halloween, like on the game?
Yes. The Animal Crossing holidays have never
right.
used official holiday
right.
names.
Okay.
I think that that's something that they try not to standardize. Like they don't say like
yeah.
Easter, it's Bunny Day.
Yeah. But, well, that makes sense because not everybody's going to celebrate. I get it.
Yeah. And they don't have Christmas. It's Toy Day.
Oh, Toy Day. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that like the Thanksgiving event is like Harvest, whatever. But you know what? They do it in The Sims too.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
Because in The Sims, they had to create holidays with the, like, seasons pack. And it's, like, Winterfest, you know, not Christmas or Hanukkah. And it's, like, harvest day again instead of like Thanksgiving. And they don't even have like an Easter, but there is an Easter bunny character.
Oh, okay.
And you can create Easter in your game and you can like hunt for eggs and stuff like that. But it's like you don't have to add it. But the characters that are in like costumes in The Sims are like really weird.
Wow.
Because you can like make friends with them and like, you know, have babies with them and stuff. And it's like weird.
Whoa.
Like the Bunny Day Bunny. I think the Bunny Day Bunny has a name, but I forgot the name. But like there's a scarecrow that apparently is just like a guy wearing a costume.
Okay.
And so like if you go in and like go and create a sim and take the costume off, like sometimes the sim is like good looking underneath the costume, you know. You're like, oh my god, that's Patchy.
Wow.
But anyway, so that is the reason that everyone's talking, maybe in my camp, is talking about Spooky Day.
Yeah, I get that in your camp, but I'm saying like mainstream, you know, like news cycles and things like that are referring
maybe
to it.
I mean, we need something to grasp onto.
Oh,
you know, right now.
Yeah. Here's another thing I've heard about people doing. You know, it's just, you know, strange times, pandemic, all this. I've heard people, and I wanted to get your take on this, and I didn't do much research on it, but I just heard about it, that people are putting up their, you might say Christmas trees or holiday trees right now, and they're decorating them with fall-type stuff.
I haven't heard of this.
And I guess this is like a thing, and people are going to run these things, you know, until it's a holiday season, from spooky season to holiday season.
And then they're going to take those decorations off and put Christmas decorations?
Yeah, I think this is like
a
thing.
Or Hanukkah decorations.
Or whatever.
Like a Hanukkah bush.
Yeah, they're hanging things, you know, like leaves and things like that, fall colors on these trees.
I mean, live your truth, if that's what you want to do. Like, I'm not getting my Christmas tree out until at least the end of November.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a really private holiday season. Like, I'm talking, like, turkey at home with my husband and my dog.
Just like everything else at home.
Just like everything else. Yeah. Christmas just is not going to be anything special this year. It's like... it's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, coronavirus is like, it's taken away all the good and fun about holidays. Because holidays are about gathering with people you love. And this is not a thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just, without it, it doesn't really, it's kind of, to me, it's like almost meaningless.
Yeah.
It's like another day.
What's the point? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I maybe with the exception of Thanksgiving, I like some food. I like some comfort food. You know?
I do like the food. Yeah. That's kind of like,
I
a
like
thing.
The comfort food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today I went to Allendale Farm, which is like this, like it's a farm where you can get like vegetables, like flowers. Mm-hmm. They have some houseplants and they have like some local produce for like really expensive.
Sure.
But it's like an outdoor like shopping experience. So I went today to go replace one of my plants that like bit the dust, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had this Monstera deliciosa and it had thrips or something. And I like battled it for a while and then I put it outside and it got sunburned and it was a whole disaster. It was like dying. And I think it got root. It was not looking good.
Okay.
So every leaf that came out was like black and like deformed. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give up on this and buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Allendale Farms today thinking it was like going to be an in and out quick experience, like grab one, pay for it, get out. But of course it was like tons of people. I don't know what they were all doing. But then when I looked around, I realized what they were all doing. They're all buying pumpkins.
Oh, geez.
Why?
Pumpkins? Yeah, right. What are you doing? Yeah.
Like, are they gonna? Is it because we're gonna carve pumpkins? Because that's all we have right now. Is like you can carve pumpkins. But you can't really. There's no trick or treating, right?
I think there is. We were talking about this on the show the other week. I think it depends on the different towns and cities. But I think most of them I hear are doing it, which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. Why bother? But I don't know. I think we're just gonna like shut the lights down.
They can't let it go for 1 year.
I know,
it's
right?
Coronavirus.
Right.
Like, just can we get over this? Like, you don't have to have the kids dress up and go and get candy. You can have your own little party at home.
Yeah,
you can have a Zoom trick-or-treating.
Everyone's wearing masks already. What's the big point?
That's true.
Yeah.
No one can see this with anybody's faces except for on Zoom and stuff or on Skype, YouTube, Twitch, whatever.
People are going crazy for pumpkins.
Yeah, so they were going crazy for the pumpkins. They're buying, like, mums, which, okay, sure. Okay, buy your mums or whatever, because it's fall. Mums are the thing. I almost bought some mums, but
they,
I didn't.
They look nice, I guess, whatever.
They look pretty. I was going to put them on the porch, but then I was like, meh. I mean, part of me wanted to buy some pumpkins and put them on the porch and be like, look how pretty. But then I'm like, who's going to see them? Just us? I guess. I don't know.
Right. And then they rot.
They rot. But, like, let me tell you, it was full of, like, basic bitches, like, yeah, drinking their pumpkin spice latte. No, they weren't doing that. But they
probably
like
they were.
They were.
Yeah.
They look. Well, they were all wearing masks, so they weren't drinking the PSLs.
Oh, right.
But they were dressed in their fall vests, you know, like, PSLs. They were all taking pictures in front of the hay bales.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, as you do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just need to buy a plant and leave. Can you all just, I don't want to ruin your whole, like, pumpkin spice latte dreams, but, like... Why are so many of you here? Because none of them could drive.
What?
Getting out of the parking lot was like,
oh yeah,
impossible.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, but anyway, I bought a big old Monstera Deliciosa and spent like 20 minutes cleaning off all the leaves because they were all dusty.
Oh no!
But now it looks beautiful, and I'm so excited that like I have a new one that's not like ravaged by insects.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever bought a pumpkin. You know, like, I don't think I've ever bought a pumpkin.
I personally have purchased a pumpkin, like a little, one of those little tiny baby pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. But which they were selling, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, truthfully, okay, I don't want to disparage anyone. Like, literally, I would go back tomorrow and buy, like, one of those little pumpkins or, like, you know, because it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute. But I also might want to eat it.
Yeah, but it's delicious. Pumpkin's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, it's good for dogs.
And I love, that's right. I love the seeds, too. Toast the seeds up.
Oh, yeah, the seeds are delicious.
Little oil, salts. Oof, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so yummy. Because pumpkins are just a squash, you know, just
like any
other
squash.
Yeah,
it's just a squash. But it's weird.
I like butternut squash, but like
I love butternut squash.
Cute.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with butternut squash.
Oh, come
honest,
on.
Truly.
Oh.
No, I really like it, right?
Yeah.
I like to make like butternut squash soup, but like part of me doesn't want to eat like just like if someone's like going to serve up to me, like here's a half a butternut squash with like some syrup on it. I'm just like, ew.
Syrup. When they do the like the roasted thing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not as into the syrup kind of thing.
I don't like it when it's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and also, I think we've had this discussion before how I hate even more. And I think it's a New England thing. Acorn squash. I think it's disgusting.
Oh,
get it away from me.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, I like it. That's the one that's kind of greenish and that's got the little ridges. It's small. It's like, I don't know.
It's small. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can kind of go either way. I think what people do is they cut them in half and then they like roast them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Not a thing.
I don't want it.
So you don't like that? What about spaghetti squash? I know this is great.
Spaghetti squash, I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Because I feel like spaghetti squash has the potential to serve as a carbohydrate substitute. So like you can have the spaghetti squash with like, pasta sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it's better. Well, I mean, you're a lifelong vegetarian, so
you're not
into this.
Ding.
But with like a lovely meat ragu on it, it's so good.
Oh, really?
Tastes like spaghetti, not spaghetti.
That was going to be my next question is I've seen that's like all been all the rage in grocery stores where they have all that stuff shredded and spaghetti squash. And I don't know what they got something else that's like shredded, like vegetable that you.
Oh, you like zoodles?
Something. Yeah. That's the thing, right?
Yeah. Zoodles are like amazing.
I never tried this.
See, here's my thing. I don't really like pasta, right?
Oh,
like,
I love pasta.
I don't like pasta like a lot. I mean, it doesn't mean I won't eat it, but like, I have to be in the right mood for it. And it's not very often because it's just so much starch in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I love starch.
But I like a zoodle because it acts like pasta, but it's not. It's vegetable and it's good.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pasta sauce vehicle.
Yes, it's a pasta sauce vehicle. So mm-hmm. I've made zoodles out of a zucchini, of course, for like a nice meat ragu.
All right. Zoodles.
Yeah, zoodles.
I've never heard the reference before.
Oh, you've never heard that? Zucchini noodles, zoodles. Hello.
Zoodles. Okay.
Zoodles. I've made them like by either ribboning them with my peeler.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a little tool. There's a spiralizer tool you can use.
Yeah. Wow.
That's also fun. But that what I need to do though is buy the non-manual one, because let me tell you, after 5 minutes of this.
Yeah.
You want to eat like scream.
You want to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So of all the squashes, I feel like zucchini is like the most like redeemable of all the squashes.
I'm not that into zucchini. We had some for lunch. We had a fried and breaded zucchini with a little bit of Parmesan on it, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was good, but I don't know. It's kind of empty tasting, right? It doesn't. Zucchini doesn't taste like much. There's not much taste to it. It's kind of.
I like it. I like a good zucchini. If I'm like struggling and I don't know what to do, I'll like cut some up.
Really?
And put it in a fry pan with some salt and pepper, olive oil. It's so good.
Fry it up. Well, fry it up. Probably better fried. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sauteed, not really, right. Not really fried, not battered and fried.
Well, anything is good with that.
Good battered and fried.
That's true.
Like, by the way, there's a place that we live near that is serving up Middle Eastern food.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a really sweet, fried okra.
I love the okra.
Like, little appetizer.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, my gosh. Tasty. I've been chowing on that.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had that, twice this month already.
That sounds really good.
It's so good. And they had fried halloumi cheese grilled halloumi cheese with rice and vegetarian. I got
that sounds good.
Which I don't care for, but I it's okay with on rice with some halloumi cheese next to it.
Halloumi cheese?
Yeah, halloumi cheese. You ever had this halloumi cheese? It's like a Middle Eastern cheese, I think.
I've never heard of this.
You can fry it because it's pretty solid. You can fry it and it maintains its shape a little bit, and it's kind of like it kind of looks like tofu cheese, but it's like yummy cheese
fried.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fry it.
That sounds one of my favorite things to do with the halloumi cheese is you can buy it from Whole Foods for $8. It's kind of expensive, but you cut it up a little bit and then we make this spiced couscous with pear salad on the side.
Wow.
And some halloumi cheese on top. It's real good.
That sounds good. You know, that makes me think the fried cheese thing makes me think. I think one of the first places we got takeout from during the whole pandemic thing was actually what's the name of it? The beers. Oh my gosh.
Yard House.
Thank you. Yard House.
Oh, Yard House.
And they had the fried cheese curds.
Are they good? Yeah. How do you fry cheese curds without melting them?
I have no idea, but I'm telling you, these things with the sauce, it had this sweet, spicy, I don't know what. Was it a spicy honey? Oh my gosh, that is so good. And that fried cheese curd.
Something about frying cheese makes it extra delicious and special. And you want to eat so much of it.
Yep. All the stuff.
By the way, we've had nachos two nights in a row.
Nice.
I don't know if that's nice or just us being fat, you know, or me being fat or acting fat.
Well, that's our Tuesday thing.
I know. That's your Tuesday thing. You got Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, but with the nachos, especially in there.
The nachos are a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had nachos with beans.
Oh, beans. Tell me all about your nachos. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we got, the chips. We got the oven going. Got the beans on there, the refried beans.
You do
the cheese.
Broiler situation?
No, just the oven situation. Okay. Just to melt everything pretty moderately.
Yeah.
And then I made the beans and cheese on there. I put them in the oven.
Tell me about the beans. Tell me about the cheese.
We got refried beans.
Oh, refried. You know? Nice.
Refried.
Nice.
Yeah, I cook them up a little bit beforehand so I can like really like distribute them on there,
mm-hmm.
like with some smoothness. And I'll be great. So I grate the cheddar cheese, put that on there.
Nice. Just the cheddar?
That's what we had.
Yeah, you know? Okay. Ooh, just cheddar. So good.
And then I made, I chopped up some jalapeno.
Ah.
Made some pico de gallo.
Oh my gosh.
Because I got, you know, that red onion and the tomato and and the cilantro, some lime, you know?
Oh, nice. Yep.
And then put that on top. And then mm-hmm. I actually, from our one of our earlier meals, we had creme fraiche, which is kind of like sour cream, but not.
Delicious. Amazing.
But I put the creme fraiche on there, you know,
yeah,
just to use it up.
Yeah.
It was delish.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was pretty good. So it was pretty satisfying.
That. Yeah. We got to cut it. We got to cut back. You know, we just do the Taco Tuesday thing. We're still trying to cut the calories down 13.5 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Since the beginning of September.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's
like
good.
I'm going to gain weight because like I'm just accepting at this point that like.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like this whole like stay at home thing is like a way of life now.
Yeah. Right. Like when's it going to change? So.
And that, like, it's never going to change unless the world changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Trump got COVID.
I know, right? How about that?
Which was entertaining somewhat. I mean, I don't wish COVID on anybody.
Right.
But the whole way that he's been dealing with it and saying he's cured and everything at this point was,
I don't,
what a clown.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I haven't followed it that closely, but I obviously heard that he had it and he did some treatment. And then all of a sudden, it was like the next day, like everything's fine.
He's pretending like everything's fine.
But that can't
I'm sure
be...
he feels like not the best.
And he's got steroids and all that stuff, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're okay to like go out in public again after 10 days after you've been symptomatic, right? Because mm-hmm. you're only contagious for about 10 to 20 days after you get infected or whatever. But like. It's kind of a hot mess the way that he's whole handling it thing. And the vice president debate was like also an interesting thing because of the whole fly.
I know that was like the biggest, that was all over
the
internet. Yeah. There's I've heard people interview the fly, things like that. If we were more together, I would have done that, but
it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, a fly landed on his head. That's amazing.
And was there for a good amount of time, right? I didn't see.
Was there for a long time.
I've seen pictures, but I didn't watch much video of it.
But I watched it.
I heard
I
it was a matter
it, and I was
of
like,
minutes.
I couldn't believe it.
Just parked right there, huh?
Yeah. Just stuck right there. You know, my favorite like meme that I've seen that came from that was like the picture of the fly. And then they zoomed in a little bit. And then the next frame is like the fly holding like a Shen Yun sign.
What?
Shen Yun sign. You know that Chinese ballet company that advertises all over the place?
Oh, geez. Yeah. That's right. They're everywhere. That's right. Those billboards. I remember. Yeah. I think we've talked about them before. That's funny.
That one was my favorite. That one was my favorite one I saw.
Yeah.
I was dying. I was like, oh my God. Shen Yun is everywhere.
They really are. And I don't even know like where that takes place.
I mean, it's probably like the Wang Center or whatever, but that's not called the Wang Center anymore, is it?
No, city something, right?
City Center? Is that now
City
what it is?
City? Is it Citibank?
I don't even know anymore. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm just coughing, and I have to like mute the mic when I cough. Like it's terrible.
I'm
still coughing for no reason.
Really?
I could have had the Rona.
But it's not. It's not.
I mean, I could have. I could have had the Rona.
Yeah.
The Rona was in our house.
Wow.
We had the Rona.
That's scary. That's really scary.
It's a little scary, but I mean, no one got hurt here.
Yeah.
So we're all good. You know, the dog is living his best life.
What I would want to know, and I don't know if what's the deal with it? Like, you get it. Do we not know if you can get it again?
So the going thought right now is that you probably have some level of immunity mm-hmm. to coronavirus for a number of weeks to months, but people are saying that it is possible to contract it more than once.
Oh my gosh.
This is why we need the
make
stupid
it doubly
vaccine.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there is like some cases of the people getting it and then getting it again a few months later. Mm. So you're not free rolling once you get it once, kind of like measles or chicken pox to some degree, because you can get chicken pox again as an adult.
You can?
Yeah, it's like shingles.
Oh, right. Right.
But you can't get like what are the things that like you have immunity for life, whatever those are, you know?
Yeah.
So like it's not like that, you know, it's just like a common cold, you know, you have some immunity for a little bit and then you
right. can certain kinds, get it again. Different variations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So I'm hoping that, I mean, I, from what I understand that this virus is not mutating very quickly. So hopefully it will remain the same for, you know, a number of years. We can be done with it, but like.
And we can get it.
The amount of persistence and like perseverance of the virus is shocking to me, because the mm-hmm. first time we had a SARS virus get out of control in, was it Korea? Where it happened? I forget.
I don't know.
Which country? The first SARS event occurred, but it was the same. It's very contagious, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nearly as fatal. And then after a period of time, it came here, you know, in a small way, sort of. And then after a period of time, it kind of burned itself out. It wasn't a very strong virus. It was kind of a weak virus.
I remember very little about this.
Yeah. And then after a certain time, it just kind of burned out. We didn't beat it, or we didn't like, mm-hmm. Kill it. It just kind of burned itself out.
Yeah,
and this one is very persistent. It just kind of is like hanging out and infecting people, and it just doesn't care.
Yeah,
it's like whatever, you know.
And the real tough thing is the contagious without knowing what's going on. That's the
stop hitting the mic. Okay. Being an asymptomatic carrier and not having any symptoms is very like frustrating, because you know you don't know that you need to stay away from people. Mm-hmm. This is why mask usage at this point is very important, because if you are an unconscious vector and you're like with someone with no mask,
right.
then it's extremely contagious. So to protect those around you, please wear masks. Masks are not for your protection. They're for the protection of those around you. So, and it needs 100% compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So like I get frustrated if I go into a place where like someone is not wearing a mask. And I'm like, well, that doesn't do anything for me at this point, even if I'm wearing a mask. And that was the whole thing about like the whole like White House, like outbreak of coronavirus that I found kind of amusing, because like they were just acting like they were immune and like it was no big deal. They were hanging out in large crowds. Mm-hmm. None of them were wearing masks. They were like doing whatever. There was one super spreader or maybe more that were hanging out there infecting everybody, and they didn't care. No one cared. They didn't follow the science. They're like, screw masks. They showed up at the presidential debate with no masks. Well, they wore masks inside, but when they sat down, they took them off. Which
That's
was
horrible.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? And now, which frustrates me even more. Sorry, we're talking politics on the show.
No, it's you know, I think it's important. We're all in this, you know, or we're not.
All in this mess. What frustrates me even more is Donald Trump is now acting like he beat coronavirus.
Right.
You can too.
Right.
You know, like that kind of messaging, which I find extremely problematic.
Right. It's not something like you can really work hard to beat it. There's no.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You're not going to.
Like
you're going to fight through it. It's not that kind of a thing.
It's not like that. You can get a cytokine storm inside your body and have all your organs fail and things and die of it. It's not like it affects everybody differently. And also, I was reading today that they released some ad campaign now, the Trump administration, about how Trump is like super strong and he did this as an American soldier because he had coronavirus, and it cuts to like Anthony Fauci saying, I didn't think anybody could do this as well as he could.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like totally taken out of context.
Yeah.
From like something it probably wasn't even about that. But he did make a statement that said it was like, is out of context? Like, I don't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
that's ridiculous.
I just need this election to go the way we need it to go at this point.
Right.
Because like, this is a hot mess, and mm-hmm. I want to stop the ride. I want to get off.
Yeah.
That's basically the end. My end statement.
Everybody vote.
Involving all of this. Everybody vote.
Please vote. Right.
Please vote. Please Everybody either vote. Go to the polls or select a mail-in vote option if you still have that option.
Right.
Because like, what is I need to get off this ride. America needs to get off this ride. The world is laughing at us right now.
I think there is a lot of that. Sure.
And I mean, I do think we are in the midst of some sort of second wave, like mm-hmm. globally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That maybe could not have been prevented, or is this like the natural goings of things? But the way that we've managed the whole thing from the very beginning has been extremely poor. And, you know, in Europe, things were sort of back to normal for a while, at least in some countries. I would have liked, you know, a couple months of somewhat normalcy before going back underground, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we are very close to another sort of semi-shutdown. My husband disagrees with me, but I feel it coming.
No, I could certainly see that coming. And I think as we look at, you know, the schools coming back. And
oh, yeah.
And the colleges, people traveling, like it's just bound to get. And I know some numbers have gone up. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but people, you know, the number of testing has increased. So
yes.
If you look at the positives with the number of tests, it might not look as substantial as it has in the past. But actually, that's a lot more than what we've seen in the past. I don't know if. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but it's concerning.
It's not looking good. I'll tell you that. There's a preview, free preview. It's not looking great.
It's not looking great. Yeah. I don't want to be a downer, but
so that's your serious news from the Derek and Kay show.
How about that? Yeah.
Sorry.
Good times.
Well, it got dark in my room, huh?
Yeah. Like, it's getting darker. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting darker earlier, so it's just not as like fun. The summertime swing is over.
Man, yeah. We were out yesterday though. Yesterday was beautiful weather up upper 70s, I believe.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
We went for a little socially distanced car show. Yeah. And you know, basically you're outside and then you do this drive through beautiful scenic going up to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Amherst, New Hampshire. And we went to a winery.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds so nice.
And outside, you know, you
of course,
they pour the things outside. We set up a little picnic thing. It was beautiful weather. Yeah.
Outside is like the place to be hanging out if you're going to be hanging out, you know,
yeah.
Doing some socially distanced stuff. We were, we've been doing the same thing that we do all the time to take the dog to the park, but it was gorgeous yesterday. He was out there for like an hour chasing the ball.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah.
Loves it. He got his like long line so he doesn't have to like be in danger. And he's in paradise. For an hour.
Wow. He's got a long run?
Yeah. I think it's like 20 feet maybe.
Wow.
The long line.
Yeah.
So we throw the ball about 20 feet. He gets to actually run. So he's good. So he's definitely like tired and panting and worn out by the end of it. And he sleeps all afternoon. But then he gets all fired up in the evening though, which I'm like, okay. He needs to settle down, please.
Wow, you got to really work the dog.
Yeah, he gets fired up in the evenings again. He likes to. That's when he gets the little toys out, you know. Maybe he needs a second walk. I don't know. Who knows?
Wow.
But you know, I'll take it. He'll probably slow down when he gets a little older.
Yeah.
Still young. Yeah. But you know, we've been enjoying the nice weather. Today was the first day where I actually saw a lot of like crunchy leaves underneath my shoes. You know, it was nice.
Yeah, we were bagging some of those leaves today.
Oh, you're bagging them.
Yeah.
Oh, because you got a yard.
Yeah.
You're raking. Were you raking or blowing?
A little bit of both. Yeah. Raking, blowing. Yep. Did the deck, the patio. Did a little mowing. Yep. All that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I got to say that, like, you know, I think at this point, a house is a nice thing.
I'm so glad, you know, I'm so glad we've got the house before the pandemic and stuff. That's been really great.
Yeah. Cause like, I don't know, maybe you guys got the secret. We're in some talks about changing our situation a little bit in a couple of years, maybe.
Oh, really?
Year, who knows? Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
How about that?
I mean, we'll see what happens really with the pandemic and all of the bit like being, this is not like, you know, we need maybe a little more space.
Really?
Well, yeah. And I'm working from home. He's working from home. We're sharing an office. It's not always the greatest, you know, because sometimes I need some quiet. I need a place. I need a streaming room.
Yeah.
So I need a content creation space. And this is kind of small.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, we'll figure it out. But cool. Like, you know, in the meantime, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm just well, so far I'm only streaming Animal Crossing, but I'm hoping to do some other games, you know, a little bit. Like when Pikmin comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like definitely going to stream some Pikmin.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And I think it would be fun to get some like Pikmin battle on stream.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I wonder if that's going to be fun. I wonder if that's going to be two player online.
I think it could be two player online.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see.
Yeah.
They would have to put that in there because of the pandemic. You know,
you think
they
it'd be easy to do
that in there.
You think,
yeah.
They could just make that happen.
Cause oh my gosh, that could be such a fun stream. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be amazing. Especially if there's anything similar to the old one.
Oh my gosh. It would be so fun.
Cherry roulette. You know what I'm saying?
The cherry roulette was the best part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except the thunder was always really upsetting.
What happened with that?
You could like it would like thunder would rain down and like maybe kill your whole team.
Oh, you mean the like boulders? It was rocks.
Was it boulders or thunder?
I thought it was like rocks boulder, falling from the sky.
Oh, okay, it was a rock thing. I'm getting all my like my imagery mixed up. It's been a while, but yeah, that was like one of the worst, I think, worst results from the cherry roulette. Because, I mean,
it
would only be okay if you saw it coming, right? But if you weren't paying attention, your whole team's dead.
Yeah, it would wipe out a good portion of them. So we're talking about Pikmin. Is it 2 or the original Pikmin on the GameCube?
I think Pikmin 2 had the battle mode.
So this
right?
is Pikmin 2 on the GameCube.
Was Pikmin 2 on the GameCube?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't remember.
That sounds that sounds right.
It yeah. was?
Yeah.
Oh well, my gosh.
I would think so.
I gotta look it up because I like don't know what's going
see.
On.
So we had so much fun playing this battle game. It's just such a clever game. You gotta
You're right. It was on the GameCube, but it was ported over to the Wii.
Okay.
So you could play it on the Wii.
Yeah, and you could put the little disc in the Wii, yeah. So you got to try to get 4 marbles, or you could steal your opponent's marble.
Yeah, so the whole thing...
That's the thing.
The whole concept is you had this... You played your character, your little avatar was like a little man in a spacesuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're on its alien planet, and you had these little team of... alien creatures who you could pick out of the ground. They're called Pikmin. They look like half plant, half little alien creature. They're actually very cute.
Yep.
Super cute. And they make little, they have little cute voices.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's what they sound like.
Exactly.
And they basically do your bidding. You can send them to like fight enemies, pick up items, you know, do whatever.
Bring stuff back to your hopper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the whole thing is they were like expendable. Like you could, like they could be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can plant more.
Battle mode where your opponent and you would be, there would be a goal in the game. Your goal is to like have your Pikmin either find and pick up 4 marbles and bring them back to your hopper, which would all, they were all over the map. They were in like all kinds of weird situations. Sometimes you would have to fight an enemy and then the marble would release and you would fall, one would fall out.
Oh yeah.
Or if you were feeling really brazen, you could go over to your enemies or your opponent's like home base while they weren't there, or if they were like compromised, and take their marbles back to your camp, and that's an instant win.
Right. How about that? If you want to play nasty,
kind of a cheat win.
Yeah.
Or a nasty win.
And sometimes there's some levels where both your hoppers are pretty close to each other. So
right. Then it was like a battle to the death.
Yeah, that's a great game. I'm thinking of the level that's you're in the cave. Or is it underground? Or I don't know what it is. What, you know?
There's a couple levels where like your like home bases are really close to one another. I think there was one that was like, there's one in a cave where it's like underground, where they're pretty close. And there's another where it's like not really a cave, but it's like underground sort of. Well, they're all like, well, not all of them, but they're like, a lot of them are underground places where they're just so close together where it doesn't make sense to get 4 marbles. You just need to like get your opponent's marble and win the game.
That's what they want you to do.
But it gets nasty.
Yeah. It does get nasty. But do you know the one I'm thinking of? The one that's you can't, it's like it's hard to get the marble, the yellow marble. Like those bugs keep taking everything.
Oh, the bread bugs.
The bread bugs. Yeah.
Yes.
Not
yes,
bed that's bugs,
the, that's
but
the
bread,
one I was talking
bread
about.
Bread bugs. And it's like
the bread bugs. Yeah.
It's impossible. And you like, I think we've had games that go over an hour. Like we're just
because they keep taking the marble.
Yeah.
Because not only do you get your opponent like trying to get the marble, these bread bugs also keep taking the marble from you.
Right.
I mean you can kill the bread bugs, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a fun. That's fun.
That's fun. Good times. That's really good times.
One of Nintendo's most creative and fun franchises is Pikmin. I skipped the game for DS, which I don't think was very good.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, why would they produce a game for DS when three DS? If I want to play a Pikmin game, part of my appeal, part of my attraction to the game is the beautiful graphics.
Mm.
I did not want to scale down my graphic experience for like to play on the DS.
Yeah.
And also that's like a much smaller screen. So like if I'm controlling like up to 100 small characters, I don't want to look at like a tiny 5-inch screen. Like no thanks.
Yeah.
So like I want to look at my like, you know, at least a like a slightly bigger screen, you know, Switch screen or like a TV screen, you know. Ideally, but I cannot wait. It comes out, they're saying the end of October, so
the
I'm hoping 30th, that it's true.
I think, right?
30th? Yeah, the day before Halloween.
I'm very excited, and the trailer looks amazing. Like you said, the graphics.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. You know, it's such a, I don't know, sort of whimsical game, I think.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. The worst thing, though, is when they die.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill them because it's not, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything. They're just pixels, but it's real sad when like they drown or they burn or
it is kind of sad, but you can always make more.
Yeah, you can always make more. The electrocution is the worst though.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
It's like, you just didn't have a chance, you know?
Oh my gosh. I hope there's like a 4-player version.
I think that would be too crazy. I think because it's too crazy.
You could have like teams, like 2 against 2 or something like that.
I mean, I don't know. Oh, I think just 2 and 2, just 2 people is enough.
Keep it traditional.
Yeah, because like it gets insane if there's more than like. Can you imagine 4 little screens keeping track of all that nonsense?
4 marbles, 4 different color marbles.
Oh my god! Forget it.
No.
Hate it.
It's going to be interesting to see. I hope there's some good battle, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm hoping that Switch also gets some of the newer like, Battle Royale games that are, you know, like Fall Guys. that are popular right now.
I'm not familiar, but yeah.
It's out on Steam, mm-hmm. and it's like a battle royale game, and it looks really fun, but it's not out on Switch. You have to buy it on PC.
Oh.
And again, we're talking about Among Us. I haven't started to play that yet. We're very interested.
Oh, right. You meant, yes.
Yes. So I think that would be a really fun, because it's like a Mafia-style game where you try to figure out who's the imposter.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to BS your way out of, like, people thinking it's you.
I'm curious to see how that goes about. Yeah.
I am very. Everybody's playing it. Everybody.
Really?
Like, it's like the thing right now.
All right. You can just download it on the Switch.
Yeah. Right. No, you can. You have to get it on either PC or phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but you can play it on your phone.
Okay. That's cool.
And let's see. What else is like the new hot game?
Yeah.
I think just Among Us right now. And of course, Animal Crossing is still hot. Like the Halloween update brought a lot of people back to Animal Crossing who had stopped playing.
Okay.
So Nintendo has a clear strategy here with Animal Crossing. I think they said when the game was released that they have like 2 years of unreleased content for the game.
What?
Like they just keep, yeah, they keep updating it.
Like they're 2 years ahead. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of things.
Yet to be seen. Yeah.
The game is very good as it is. Like starting out was very good, but they introduced concepts that had been missing from the game, like diving, and then they have this like pumpkin mechanic and the spooky season where you can dress up and like do like spooky reacts, and I think they're going to bring back, like, there's a whole coffee mechanic that they had before, there's a whole luck system that they didn't bring back, so if you have bad luck one day, you could like, if you're running randomly, you could just fall down.
Oh.
Which I think is the funniest, but you know, I'm hoping that they keep it pretty fresh so that people don't get bored. I think that's the whole reason that they're holding back a lot of this content. But it's still fun for me. I still get my, you know, dailies. I play for like an hour a day and sometimes I just shut it down after that. But then I stream, I'll go live for like, you know, an hour, 45 minutes or whatever and have some fun, talk to people, visit their islands. That's what I did last night.
Well, that's cool. I'll have to watch some of that.
Yeah. We did the fishing tourney just like at other people's islands. Cause you get more points if you do it with other people.
Okay.
So there's a whole like fishing tournament that happens like every once in a while, and if you like fish with other people, you get more points, I guess. And I've gotten the most points you can get. So I've gotten the gold Wow. fishing trophy. So I'm the queen of fishing in Animal Crossing.
Do they still have the pitfalls?
Yes, you can make the pitfalls now.
You can make them.
You can make them. Yeah.
That's some funny stuff.
I have actually never used a pitfall in the game.
Really?
No.
You were big into that back in the day.
I know, but like when I got a pitfall recipe and I was like, oh, interesting. And I think I made a pitfall and I never used it because there was never a villager that I wanted to push in a pitfall.
Okay.
I mean, was there a villager that I wanted to push in a pitfall? I mean, maybe, but like I never did it. So maybe one of these days I'll do it. But, like, I kind of like all my villagers now. Like, they're cool. All
right.
But they do leave after a couple of, like, a little while.
You're not still on the search for the hot dog hamburger sheep or whatever?
I found her.
You did? No way.
I found her on my last villager hunt. I was looking for somebody totally different, and I found her, like,
Oh my gosh.
I don't know, like 34 tickets in. And I was like, well, I can't just not take her now.
So I took her. Yeah, she's in your village.
She's in my island. She's on my island. She's fantastic.
Nice.
She's my fast food queen.
Wow.
Her house looks like a diner. I love it. It's the best.
Crazy times.
Yeah. So it's crazy times. But yeah, it's been fun doing the games, because the games are like my escape from all of this nonsense. Because that's what all this is nonsense.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
So how often do you stream?
I've been streaming like once a week.
Okay.
But I think maybe I'll just up it a little bit. I've been actually trying to educate myself on Twitch because I don't really. I'm trying to immerse myself a little bit in Twitch culture to see if I want to stream on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so we'll see what happens. Right now, I'm okay just streaming on YouTube, but Twitch is like really there's like a lot on Twitch.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Do you ever watch Twitch streams?
It's been a long time. I remember when it was like people were talking about it, like when it first. I don't know.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, Amazon owns it now, which is great.
Oh, wow.
So you can tie your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account.
Okay.
But it's like, it's a lot of like things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All ages on there?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
pretty
interesting.
Much all yeah. ages. Like I like the one Twitch streamer I'm subscribed to is probably like 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
And like he plays Animal Crossing and like some other games, but mostly Animal Crossing. But there's like emotes and like hype trains and like subathons and like stuff I don't really understand, like what the bottom line is with it. So I'm just trying to like figure it all out before I actually go on platform and like do stuff. But I have a Twitch account. So, but for now, Tom, I'm just sticking to YouTube. The Organized cool. Gamer, if you're listening.
There you go. How about
come
it?
Hang out.
Yeah.
I keep hitting the mic.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Punching the mic.
Punching the mic. Don't punch the mic.
It's very interesting.
So we've talked about video games and food.
Yeah. What's for dinner?
You know what? We're short on, well, we have two more like meal line meals.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to make the Indian curried vegetable mash with buttered rolls.
That sounds
or pav bhaji. That
nice.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
That is nice. Yeah, it sounds good. We're doing the HelloFresh. We got
what HelloFresh?
Someone got us into it, and we're now on our second week of it. It's been great.
So what are you having today?
Well, I don't know if we're doing it tonight. But we do have we've got a pasta thing. I'm trying to think what else. We've got some couscous thing. We made these fajitas. What were they? Sweet potato barbecue
Ooh.
Fajitas. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the meal boxes are fun times.
It's really very, very tasty, you know.
Yes.
Everything that they put into that. So,
and it can like get you, you know, get your creative juices going as
yeah,
far as like
yeah.
cooking on your own and stuff.
It's definitely interesting, and I think, you know, this time when we're home this much, it might make sense. I mean, it wouldn't have back in the day when we're so out so many nights, but we're loving it. Yeah, a few
That's
nights,
awesome.
Few nights a week. Yeah,
That's
very
awesome.
It's very cool.
I like. Those meal boxes. So of course, we were like using them a lot when we were living in the temporary place before we moved into our apartment because we didn't have our pantry really.
Oh yeah, it's great if you don't have a lot of space for things. It's
yeah, it was great. Like, I don't know if Amazon's still making those food boxes anymore. I think they're out of that business.
Is Amazon had something?
Amazon was doing it for a while. Yeah, they were doing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was called Amazon Meal Kits.
Oh, cool.
Let me see if they're still doing it. Amazon Meal. Kits. I feel like they're out of that game now. At least I haven't seen them in there. Here, Amazon Meal Kits. Let's see. We do the prep, you be the chef.
Oh.
So you can go to their page, but it says delivery available tomorrow, but like you can't really click on anything. So I think they're Dunsky with the Amazon Meal Kits.
Hmm.
Or at least on hold. But they had some good they had some really nice meals.
Yeah.
And you could buy them at Whole Foods.
Oh, nice. There,
which was nice.
And there's so many different ones out there, I guess.
Second.
Oh.
There are a ton. We were doing Home Chef for a while,
there's
too, which was very good.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we got to go.
I guess so. That flew by.
Yeah.
Good times.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Talk about food and spooky season, you know?
Spooky season.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, you know, it's a long weekend, I think, for some people. So, whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear what, the drain?
Wow, that was really funky. It did.
Yeah, this is why maybe we're going to make a change or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So next weekend, I think I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town? All right.
Yeah.
Well, check our Facebook if we're on. We'll let you
check
know.
Check your local listings.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Thank you.
This is the Derek and K Show.